So with the anti-rightists now safely secured away, in 1958, Mao announced a new vision that later became known as the Great Leap Forward, a set of policies basically to move toward communization, full communization in the countryside, and massive investments in heavy industry. And during the Great Leap Forward, Mao had originally hoped that the process ultimately of communization, I should say in the 1950s, the original plan was that full communization would be forthcoming in a period of decades or more. But in 1958, Mao announced that the new national goal was to overtake Great Britain in terms of its economic productivity within 5 years. So in 1958, at the onset of that next 5-year plan, economic plan, they moved very quickly from what were at that time just cooperatives in the Chinese countryside to full communization. In many of the rural communities, men and women were segregated, families were broken up, children were put in state-run nurseries, and peasants in the countryside were encouraged or coerced into working very long hours without rest on any number of public works projects and focused very much on raising grain production. It is now widely known that one of the impacts of these policies, which were unrealistic and imperfectly implemented, to say the least, was growing food shortages in the countryside. So in the early part of 1958, peasants working on these new communes were told that they had entered a form of communist utopia, that communism had freed up their productive energy of a nation, and that there would be enough food for them to eat as much as they desired. However, unfortunately, by the winter of 1959, the Communist Party was beginning to find that much less food was being produced than they had originally imagined. And in fact, many of the communities in which the Great Leap Forward policies were being implemented most intensively were running very low on stockpiles. So in the winter of 1959, so switching from 1958 into 1959, you had the beginnings of very serious food shortages and then a host of diseases that come from malnourishment. Ultimately, we may never know how many people perished in the Great Leap Forward famine that lasted from 1959 to 1961. Estimates from the Communist Party, which are still slow in coming, might be around 10 million people. Others have estimated that the real number of deaths that were caused by famine and famine-related disease might be as high as 45 million. I have seen estimates as much as 70 million people when one counts people who would, children who would have been born, except for the fact that their parents' lives had been shortened by these food shortages. So when we look at that first decade of Chinese communist rulership, we see in some ways the beginnings of a mixed success. First, originally unity after a tumultuous period of civil war, followed by some very early but very solid economic gains. And then as the decade wears on, an increasingly mixed bag, and ultimately this tragic legacy in the countryside of the Great Leap Forward famine, which I think will never be erased from the national memory. So we have a period of civil war, an early victory, followed yet by another tragedy. And I think that is the legacy of the 50s and the early 1960s in China.